Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Here's the Lund family singing, Casting All Your Care Upon Him.
Representation of the ark. Now this morning we looked at this understanding the man of the ark, but tonight let's look at this thought, understanding the spiritual representation of the ark. In other words, these things may not come to light unless you look through a spiritual eye. Amen. You're not going to see it just by reading the words, but boy, there's some things here. I believe it. Amen. If we'll dig, y'all willing to dig a little bit with me tonight? Amen. Let's dig a little bit in the Word of God and see what God has for us. Now, we see the text that before us tonight, that God, of God's grace and His mercy, or how it's displayed by giving Noah divine guidance with what was about to take place. Look at Genesis chapter number 6 tonight, and verse number 13. And I want you to see, first of all, how that God gives man provision for judgment. He's already told him that judgment's going to come. Judgment's coming. Listen, judgment's coming to us too. It's not going to come in the form of rain. It's going to come before us. We're going to stand before God. Amen. And God's going to say either well done or depart from me. I never knew you, you workers of iniquity. The great and final judgment. Amen. When man's cast out into the lake of fire. So I want you to see something. Now, when this judgment was coming, it was coming by the way of the flood, correct? So God, in His providential knowledge and providential hand, He gives man a way, a provision through judgment to bring him forth through the other side. Now watch this. Genesis chapter number 6, verse 13. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me. For the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. That is judgment. God's getting ready to send a flood. And everybody's going to die. Amen. That's scary. That's judgment. Not everybody believes that's going to take place. Watch what verse 14 says. This is where he gives him instruction to get through the judgment. Watch. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Rooms shalt thou make in the ark. Did you know that word rooms in the Hebrew means nests? Did you know that? Nests. Like birds nest. I know I'm hoarsed. I don't know if you're N-E-S-T. Amen. Nests. And you say, what's the big deal about that, preacher? Well, a nest is a place where mama bird takes care of her young babies. She raises her youngs in that nest. Amen. Praise God. If you'll get a hold of that, you'll see, hey, we got a God who's taking care of us. Amen. All right, room shalt you make. Look, room shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it within and without with pitch. He then begins to tell Noah how to build the ark to protect him through the judgment. Now, understand this, that God is giving Noah the directions on how to build the ark before the very first raindrop ever fell. He wasn't doing it in the midst of judgment. He was doing it before judgment. Can I tell you tonight that when the Lord Jesus Christ comes, one of these days the trumpet sounds and the dead Christ get up, and amen, those which are alive and remain are caught up together to meet him in the air, it will be too late for you to be prepared to go. In the moment, the twinkling of an eye, the Bible says, you have to be ready before judgment falls. Y'all with me? So God is giving these things as a foreknowledge of what is to come. He's telling Noah, this is what's going to take place. Judgment's coming. I'm going to flood the world. People are going to die. But here's what I want you to do. I want you to build an ark. And Noah begins to follow directions. All right, watch. Revelation chapter number 13, verse number 8 speaks of this. It speaks of a lamb that was slain before the from the foundation of the world. Before the world began, God knew that he would need a Savior. Look here. God, these things are not happening as a result of man's sin. No, God knew that man would sin. Amen. And God's always had a provision for that situation. Amen. To get you through judgment. However, man's not always responded to the help of God. Man's not always responded to the mercies of God. Man's not always ran to the refuge. Man has decided to do things his own way. And it's caused him death, 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 and judgment. Now, the ark was God's provision for Noah, just as Jesus was God's provision for sinners. Now, I want you to think about this. The Bible said, how many people can be saved? The Bible said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be what? Saved. So, in other words, if you don't come to Christ, if you reject the Lord Jesus Christ, his perfect plan of salvation, then I'm sorry, friend, but you're not going to be allowed on board. Why? Because if Christ's blood's not good enough, if the free payment of Christ's blood upon Calvary, if that's not good enough for you, friend, you deserve judgment. And I'll just go ahead and tell you this way, we all deserve judgment anyhow. Amen. It was just by God's mercy and his grace, that, amen, that his blood covered it all and paid for my sin. Amen. I don't deserve that tonight. Well, I'm going to tell you something, we got a great God, don't we? This, just as we seek to understand the spiritual representation of the ark tonight, we not only see that God gives man provision for judgment, but we also see that God gave Noah a place of refuge. Now, I know we've been preaching on them cities of refuge, and praise God, that's been wonderful, amen. We said that every one of them cities represented the Lord Jesus Christ, and a man could run to that city, amen, to find refuge, even though that he was a slayer, amen, right? Amen, thank God, that's a great thing. But think about this. God provided Noah one too. You say, what do you mean, preacher? Well, it wasn't a city, but it was a place to go in the midst of the storm, amen. Now I want you to think about it. Noah's getting ready to experience a great storm, a flood that's getting ready to come, and he needed a place to go, a shelter, a place of security, right? That's what a refuge is. But the ark was not an the ark was not an invention by Noah. Man didn't come up with the ark. Man couldn't come up with the ark. In fact, I'm not sure that man had ever seen anything like that before. He could not invent it. That had to be something that was given by God. It's amazing to me how that we have these scientists and all these people, these historians and all these folks, you know, and they'll give you this great interpretation of the Bible and blah, blah. But it almost sounds like in their interpretation, they've never read the Bible itself. I don't understand that, amen. Praise God, I can take the Word of God and just sit down and open it up and read it. I don't need somebody to sit back and tell me what it says. Thank God, He just says what it says. It's the greatest commentator that there ever has been upon itself, amen. So look, here's the thing. Noah was not the inventor of the ark, no. If it hadn't been for God, and God revealing His thoughts to Noah, y'all with me tonight, he wouldn't even known there's a flood coming. He'd had no idea. There would have been no need to build a boat, right? But God says the end of all flesh has come. You better do something, amen. I'm about to give you some help right here. I'm about to give you some dimension for a house, a place of security that's going to help you and your family get through the storm, amen. Notice this. Noah and his family would have died right alongside everybody else had he not had the revealed truth from God's word. Now listen to that. Had he not had the revealed truth from God's word, he'd have died right there with everybody else. It's just like you're standing there and you're given all this great insight. Have you ever noticed that when you go to witness to somebody sometimes? I mean, you got every Bible verse that you can think of. And I mean, you're ready to win them to Jesus. But as you're talking to them, it's like, I ain't got no clue what you're talking about. You know the reason why? It's because it's not been revealed to them. It's not been revealed to them. And so, man, they're trying to process it. They're trying to get it. But yet, man, they just can't understand what you're saying. It's not been revealed to them. So 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6 sheds some light on this. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. God had given Noah a great light of insight. There's a flood coming. I'm about to give you some dimensions. And Noah's like, okay, I'm about to take what God has given me and I'm about to share it with the world. The Bible said that Noah was a preacher of what? Righteousness, right? He's a preacher of righteousness. So this is what he's doing. He's saying every week, he's saying, praise God, I want y'all to know there's a flood coming, amen. God's getting ready to send judgment upon the world. And I tell you what I'm going to do. God's given me the dimensions of an ark. God's given me the dimensions of a great boat. And this is what he wants. He wants you to get on board. And day in and day out, listen, they had an opportunity to invest. They had an opportunity to get on board. Amen. But this is what they did. They chose to be ignorant of the light. Watch what our world's doing. Man, they won't let us walk in the schoolhouse with the word of God no more, but yet they're having satanic clubs. I said it, amen. I'm going to tell you right now, that's a pits of hell. I ain't never understood it in my life. How in the world is somebody going to take a satanic club, amen, and start it in the school system? All you're doing is asking for trouble, friend. Now, we walk in with the word of God. We got the light, amen. We got the morality. We got everything about how to treat your brother, how to treat your friend, amen. But I'm going to tell you tonight, we got some revealed truth. Yeah. We got some light that the world needs. I'm telling you, the reason why that we got standards is not because we set the standard. It's because God set the standard, amen. And that book tells us how that we are to live, how we're supposed to treat one another, amen. That's how that book is written. Written out of love. God never intended for anybody to perish. The Bible said He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance, right? And God has provided a way. He's provided a place of refuge for your soul and for my soul and for our friends and our family and everybody else. He's provided a way for everybody. Yet it's up to man to make a decision.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.